whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. This is the Living Waters Broadcast.
We welcome you today to the Living Waters Broadcast. We thank you for having tuned in. Today I'd like to start with a question. Do you have a new heart? You may answer and say that you don't have heart trouble, that your heart is fine. There's no history of heart trouble in your family. But I am not asking about the muscle in your chest that's pumping blood throughout your body. I'm talking about what the Lord says in Ezekiel 36:26. And I will give you a new heart and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. George Whitefield was a famous English preacher in the 18th century. One day he was out preaching in the open air, and a drunk man named Thomas Olivers went to make fun of Whitefield preaching and to cause trouble. He wanted to mock him, make fun of him, laugh at him, and cause problems for the preacher. Thomas Olivers heard Whitefield preaching, and what he said went like an arrow to his heart. He was changed. He quit drinking, and later he wrote a beautiful hymn, "The God of Abraham Praise." Instead of making fun of God's messenger and word, he now wanted to honor and glorify him and to praise the God of Abraham, as he said in his hymn. Why the change? He heard the gospel about a new heart and forgiveness, and he was converted. God gave him a new heart. He had experienced the truth of Ezekiel 36:26, and I will give you a new heart and a new spirit I will put within you. Thomas Olivers was changed from within. He had new desires. His thoughts were different. His attitudes changed because he was changed from within. He received a new heart, as the Bible says. He was the same physically, the same color eyes and hair. But there was a change from within. I'm going to give another example to help us understand this. In the 19th century, a man by the name of John G. Peyton went from Scotland to some South Sea islands that were inhabited by cannibals. Killing one another and eating one another was a daily occurrence. Anyone going there was putting his life in danger. Peyton went there with his wife and baby to preach the gospel to the natives. His wife and baby soon died, but Peyton stayed. The natives tried to kill him on numerous occasions. Time went by, and Peyton learned the language and preached the gospel to them, telling them of the love of God for them in having sent his son to the cross to die for their sins. Several years passed by, and one day one of the natives came to Peyton and told him that he wanted to be his bodyguard. Peyton asked him why. The man responded by saying that he knew of people who wanted to kill him. He told him that he had wanted to kill him in the past and had even tried. He told Peyton that he had understood the message about Jesus, that he had given his heart to the Lord. And now he wanted to protect the missionary and not kill him. He now loved him and did not hate him. He now wanted to help him and not hurt him. Why the change? God had given him a new heart. He was changed from within. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. Ezekiel 36:26, and I will give you a new heart. You may say that you are a good person, that you're not like the cannibals in the South Pacific, that you're not like the man who went to make fun of the preacher preaching in the open air. You may tell me that you're very respectful, that you go to church every Sunday, and you try to do good things. In John 3, we read of Nicodemus. He was one of the most important religious leaders in his day in Israel. In John 3:10, we read, Jesus answered him, Are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Jesus here says that Nicodemus, as a teacher of Israel, but does not understand about a new heart. He had religion, but he didn't have a new heart. We all need new hearts. We are all sinners. Some of us may not kill, steal, drink, or do drugs, but we are all sinners and need new hearts, just like Nicodemus. Nicodemus probably had a large portion of the New Testament memorized. He regularly fasted, and outwardly speaking, his life was very clean and moral. We may not do some outward things like others do, but what about pride? Do we think that we are better than others because we don't do certain things? Do we think that we are something when we are nothing? The Bible says that when we think ourselves to be something when we are nothing, that we are deceiving ourselves. How about envy and jealousy? We are guilty, and we also need new hearts, just like Nicodemus, just like Thomas Oliver's, just like the people in the South Pacific. Years ago, a lady began to attend our meetings. She was a moral, upright person. She heard about the new heart and Jesus dying for her sins on the cross, and she surrendered to the Lord. A few days later, she called her mother, who lived far away. After talking with her for a few minutes, her mother asked her what had happened to her because she was different. Her mother, who knew her very well, knew that something had changed. She had a new heart, and her desires and way of thinking had changed. Her attitudes also had changed. My friend, do you have a new heart? I'm not asking if you go to church or do good things, but do you have a new heart? Has there been a change from within? Isn't it time that you surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ? Renounce your self-trust and pride, and ask God to forgive you. You have gone astray just like I have also. Tell him today that you're coming back to him. Thank him for Jesus who has died for your sin. And ask God to forgive you and give you a new heart. And I will give you a new heart and a new spirit I will put within you. The change begins from within, my friend. In Spanish, there's a saying, the monkey may wear a silk dress, but it is still a monkey. The sinner may put on a religious dress, but the sinner is still a sinner. Only God can change the sinner. Only God can give us a new heart. Only God can make a man new on the inside. Isn't it time that you surrender to the Lord Jesus today? And let him do his marvelous work in you today. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that any man who is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. You see, my friend, if any man is in Christ, he has a new heart that God has given him from within. He has a new change, a new nature, a change from within. And God makes him a new creature who desires new and different things. Years ago, before I received a new heart, I had no desire to read the Bible. I had no desire really to go to church. I only went because my parents wanted me to go, and I knew it was the thing to do. I didn't receive anything out of what the preacher said. I had no understanding. I had no desire. I didn't do drugs. I didn't drink. I lived a certain moral life because my parents had taught me that. But I had pride in my heart. I had envy in my heart. I thought I was better than other people because I didn't do certain things. And I was full of self-love and self-trust. But one day, God opened my heart, opened my eyes, and changed me from within. And today, as I present His Word to you, it's with great pleasure and with great joy that I can speak to you about the change He makes from within. Jesus, and only Jesus, can change us from within and give us a new heart and give us new desires. You see, the lady who called her mother, she didn't have any physical change. Her hair was the same color. Her eyes were the same color. But her attitudes had changed. Her desires had changed. Her way of thinking had changed. And her mother could perceive and notice the difference in her daughter. She didn't know what had happened, but she knew that something had happened. What had happened was God had given her a new heart from within. New desires, new thoughts, new attitudes. And that was manifested through the phone call. As her mother knew her so well, she said, "What has happened to you?" My friend, my time is going by, but you also need a new heart. You may not have done evil things like drugs and drinking or killing or stealing, but you, like I, have been full of self-trust, self-love, pride, envy. And my friend, we also need a new heart. My friend, come to Him today. Surrender your life to Him today. Ask Him for forgiveness today. Tell Him today that as a lost sheep, you have gone astray. But today you are coming back. You are coming back to trust the shepherd, to follow the shepherd, to receive His forgiveness, to receive the new heart that only He can give. Salvation is more than just forgiveness. Salvation is also a new heart and a change from within. Salvation is more than just going to heaven when I die. It's a new life here and now in the earth to live and glorify Him. My time is gone. Thank you for having tuned in. And hopefully you'll be with us again next week in the Living Waters broadcast.
This has been the Living Waters broadcast. If you'd like to reach us, send us an email at spiv6327@bellsouth.net. That's spiv6327@bellsouth.net.